brothers and sisters. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. We pray that the Holy Spirit come upon us. When we read the Bible, we get the message and we do the message. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, we continue our Bible reading from the book of Acts chapter 16. We will read from verse 9 till 33. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing and appealed him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, immediately we shook to go into Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. So putting out the sea from Troas, we ran a strike course Samothrace and on the day following to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is leading city of the district of Macedonia, a Roman colony, and we were staying in this city for some day. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate of Riverside, where we're supposing that there would a place of prayer, and we sat down and began speak to the woman who had assembled. A woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabric, a worshipper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household has been baptized, she heard us saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful in the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. It has happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her master much profit by fortune-telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying on, saying, "These men are born servants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. But when the master saw that their hope of the prophet was gone, they set Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrate, they said, "These men are throwing our city into confusion, being Jews, and are proclaiming custom which is not lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans." The crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrate tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had struck with them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding to the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there came a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and anyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer awoke and saw the prison door open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoner has escaped. But Paul cried out with loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, we are all here." And he called for the light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he held down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out, he said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him together with all who were in his house. And he took them very hour of the night and washed their wound. And immediately he was baptized, and he and all his household. Brothers and sisters, this story is about the vision of Macedonia. Macedonia was a territory located between Greek peninsula and Balkan highland in the southern Europe, which is today in Turkey. So, before, Paul only shared the gospel around Antioch. When I opened the map, Antioch is about Syria. Syria is Asia. And then Macedonia is part of Europe, but between Asia and Europe. We know that God, especially Holy Spirit, not allow Paul to share the gospel to Antioch. Holy Spirit lead Paul to share the gospel to Europe. So we can see that God has special purpose for the Paul. God called Paul in order to bring the gospel out of Asia, go to Europe. From this point, we can say that we as a human, as a believer, we can make a lot of planning regarding our mission. But first of all, the vision must come from God. Because sharing the gospel is not human plan. Sharing gospel is God's plan. God wants us to do. It is God's initiative to save the world. That's why when we want to share the gospel, first of all, we need to get the vision from God. A person who gets the vision from God never fail, because we just join in perfect plan of God. One more time, we just join. We didn't do anything. We just join. Go and walk with God. And then God, He the person who help us, who bring us, who lead us to share the gospel for anybody. The second point, when I read this passage, I thanks God to see verse 14. Let's see verse 14. A woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabric, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond the things spoken by Paul. Two things. Number one, a woman named Lydia. Oh yeah, Paul served woman. So am I. I serve woman in Hong Kong. But the most important is when Paul served woman, the Lord opened her heart to respond the thing spoken by Paul. Sometimes we feel hopeless when we share the gospel. Do they hear what I said? Do they believe what I said? Yeah. And then how come after I do so many things, I share the gospel with many methods, but still they said, no, I don't want to believe Jesus Christ. Yeah. The same thing. I did it with my uncle. My uncle stay in Hong Kong. Sometime when I have free time, I go to visit him. I try to say one or two words about the gospel. For example, I say, how can I come to Hong Kong? This is God's grace. And then I know he was sick last time. I give some money and And he said, no need. Then I say, it is from God, God's grace, who gave me and I give it to you. That's the way I try to share the gospel for my uncle. The same way I did it for my mother-in-law. Every time when we have common conversation, always end by sharing the gospel. She just keeps smile. No action, no. She didn't say no. She didn't say yes. Just keep smile. But when I read this verse, I say, thanks God. The Lord opened her heart to respond the things spoken by Paul. Not you, not me, but God who opened the heart. That's why when we share the gospel, first of all, we need to depend by God. Just pray and speak out. Nothing else we can do besides two things. Pray and then speak out. The Lord who opened the heart. Number three. When I see this verse, I see when God called Paul, go to Macedonia, it doesn't mean sharing the gospel in Macedonia is more lighter or no problem compared at Antioch. Paul has problem, but behind the problem, Paul has a lot of big experience with God. Let's see verse 18. She continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And it came out at that very moment. I pray that all the person who do the well and then the river in SP can do the same thing. When people come and then ask him, pray, I command you in the name of Jesus, come out every false spirit. This is the only one miracle happened when Paul shared the gospel at Macedonia. But, brothers and sisters, look at the story after this. Paul sent to the jail, and then he get more miracle in the jail, rather outside the jail. Outside the jail, he only have one miracle. He can cast out the demon. But when Paul sent to the jail, he has a lot of miracle. First miracle, he can sing in the jail. That's mean people can change, can lock his hand, but they cannot lock his heart. In the jail, Paul praised the Lord. Number two, no one come to break the jail, but God himself released him. Number three, the chief of prisoner believed Jesus Christ. When this all happened? In the jail. So, from this story, I learned something. Yeah, when God give you the vision, it doesn't mean no problem. Yes, there is a problem, but you can get more miracle when you follow the vision from God. And then the fourth thing that I learned, Macedonia is a footstep go to Roman. This is the first time Paul go to the jail. The second time Paul go to the jail, when we read chapter 21, from Ephesians and then go to the jail. So before Paul really go to the jail and then send to the Roman, God allow him to get an exercise. how to stay in the jail, how to face a lot of problems. The first time, God released Paul. But the second time, no release. But God bring Paul from Ephesians, go to the Roman. That means in our life, when we have problem, we may not have always get miracle. Sometimes we don't get miracle. For example, the story of Paul. First experience, he get miracle. But second experience, he didn't get miracle. Just go to the Roman. Even Paul must go to the Roman, it is also a good plan for him. Because from Roman, Paul again share the gospel for many people. Brothers and sisters, so I said, there is no failure in a person who always have heart to share the gospel for many people. This is what I learned from Acts chapter 16. How about our ministry today, brothers and sisters? Do we follow God's vision? It is very important. Today, many people, especially believers, they look busy, but they don't know what they have done. Yeah. We may be busy, but busy with the vision of God. Number two, don't hopeless. Always believe it is God who opened the heart. Number three, when God allow us must walk in the difficulties, remember, that way lead us to experience more miracle, because God has promised us He will walk with us together. Let us pray. While we pray, we ask God to give His vision to us. Or maybe we already know the vision. But this morning, we pray that we ask God so that we can walk in the vision that God has given to us. Second thing, maybe we feel hopeless. We try to do many things, but still, people don't believe Jesus. From this story, I want to encourage you that it is God who opened heart. So our part is just share, and then after that we pray, we ask God to open their heart. Number three, maybe today you suffer a lot of problem because you serve God, you do His vision in your life. But one more thing that I want to tell you, that you are not alone. Believe God, trust in Him, that in your difficulties, you will have a lot of miracle experience with Him. So don't give up. Stand fast. Just do it. It is God who call us to share the gospel, and the God who call us is faithful God. Pinet will lead us in prayer, in worship, with humble heart. Let's praise God together.
the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. Cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down. The feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, we cry, holy, holy, holy. Cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We cry, holy, holy, holy. Cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down. We fall. The feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet, oh, at the feet of Jesus, we cry, holy, 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 we cry.
Let's spend our time this morning. We use our privilege to pray for our brothers and sisters. Cancer is something that people don't want it. But sometimes some people must walk in these difficulties. We pray and ask God to help them to take out all physical weakness. Let's pray together. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Also pray for some people in the midst of their physical weakness. We also pray for their salvation. Remember this morning message say it is God who opened their heart. So we put their name in our prayer. And we believe God will open their heart.
Sedang sakit ini Bapa, Tuhan membuka hati mereka Bapa, Tuhan tolong, terima kasih Bapa, Tuhan yang buka hati mereka Bapa, Bapaknya tim, Bapaknya murni, Tuhan yang tolong, terima kasih Bapa, terima kasih Bapa, Tuhan tolong, terima kasih Bapa, mujizat terjadi Bapa, Tuhan yang membuka hatinya, Tuhan yang membuka hatinya juga paman hamba, Tuhan, Tuhan kau yang membuka hati, terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa, terima kasih. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih. Terima kasih.
Yeah. We keep continue pray for our brothers and sisters. We ask from God that God will recover their body. And we also pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking for a new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Let's pray for mission focus this morning. We pray for Japan, that God also love Japan. Especially many people, they don't believe Jesus Christ. We pray that God will open their heart. We also pray for Pastor Sophia, so that God can use Pastor Sophia to share the gospel at Japan. We also pray for SP Seoul. We pray for Yun Sang and Janice who start ministry at Seoul. We also pray for Cambodia. We pray for Oasis House, Pastor Jenny Oh, and many pastors who serve at Cambodia. Let's pray together. Let's pray for Mission Council. for Pastor Ricky and team, we put them in the hand of God. So the team always see the vision from God that bring SP to be a mission church. Let's pray together. We pray for local outreach ministry for Agape, Homie, SP Life, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. We believe by this ministry, we share God's love for many people. Always pray for the worker who have hope and then always get special power from God in doing local outreach. Also pray for Friday evening gathering, both SPU and IP. We pray that God also in the midst of SPU and IP. Also pray for house church, McCain, Daddy, and also Mac Robinson. They have meeting tonight. We pray that there are good fellowship among this house church. Terima kasih Bapa, Tuhan memberkati acara house church pada malam hari ini, Bapa. Tuhan menolong, Tuhan yang terus memampukan ketua-ketuanya untuk mengaturnya. Ada persekutuan yang indah yang terjadi di house ini, Bapak. Terima kasih Bapak. Terima kasih. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us opportunity that we can come and read the Bible and have intercession with you. Before we leave this place, we remember PSAM and the team who are in Israel. We pray that they can feel a special experience when they walk at Israel, at Jerusalem, at Bethlehem. They can feel the time when Jesus around them. And then from a personal experience, they can grow in spiritual experience. Thank you, Father. And then we submit our life into your hand. Once we go out from the church, we start to do our activity. We pray that you will bless us. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. Thank you. Especially I want to say thank you because your prayer that this Sunday I can go to graduation service for my study. And then after that, still same. Pastor Slamet.
who serve domestic helper.